Every Sunday, we do like to talk to you about Bible prophecy. There's just so much we could talk about. We could talk about Israel every week. We could talk about the one world government every week. We could talk about the rise of Europe as a superpower every week. There's always news in all of these areas. But a lot of times we talk to you about technology because we really live in that age. We are the age in which the technological advances are here that the Bible spoke about thousands of years ago in a very primitive culture. And we're often bringing up the fact that especially John the Apostle saw the time where some mark on your hand or forehead would identify you and would conduct business for you. There would be a cashless society, those kinds of things. And that's where we're at. I mean, we haven't totally adopted to a cashless society. I do think that's why dollar bills stick together now, though. They're trying to frustrate us so much that we won't want cash anymore. Do you remember that when you were younger? Did money stick together? Maybe it's because the government keeps printing money. And it's all brand new. I feel like a counterfeiter, like I should wash my money before I use it. But we're getting away from cash. Everything's going electronic, just like the Bible says. So here's a couple of articles. There's always dozens of articles, but here's some that are more interesting. October 2nd, Laptop Magazine had a story called "Your Next Smartphone Could Use Palm Print Authentication." Excerpts, Japanese telecommunications company KDDI has been showing off a demo app that authenticates identity by taking a high-resolution picture of your palm. We've talked to you many times about the veins in your hand and palm. They're unique identifiers, just like fingerprints. Apple purchased Authentec, an American fingerprint scanning firm. Indicating that they want to get more into identity technology. The head of an Australian biometrics company scored a key contract with Apple. They say the future of mobile technology will be closely linked with fingerprint scanning and other ID tech, especially as phones and payment systems become entwined. The article I read stated, the revelation that Australian firm Microlatch has been working with Apple on a contract for the past year is yet another sign the tech giant is becoming serious about identification technology. Now, these advances combine biometric scanning of some kind, fingerprint, palm, retina, whatever it might be, and payment technology. So your smartphone would be your wallet, and you will access it using your palm print or, as we like to say, the mark of the beast. If you've updated to iOS, whatever it is, 6, you know you have this app on there now called Passport, which I have no idea what it does or what it's for, but I think it's moving us into the future where everything will be stored on your smartphone accessible by your palm print. Meanwhile, over in the UK, the government is announcing details this month of a controversial national identity scheme which will allow people to use their mobile phones and social media profiles as official identification documents for accessing public services. And so, you know, you get pulled over maybe by the police and you'll say, well, here I am on Facebook. Oh, okay, that's you. It's crazy, but they're doing it. The article I read went on to say, ministers, we're talking about government ministers, are anxious that the identity program is not denounced as a Big Brother national ID card coming in the back door. Data will not be kept centrally by any government department. We believe that, don't we? Yeah. So they can't, you know, people, they're largely because I think of the Bible and talk about the mark of the beast and things like that, people are wary of losing privacy and they think, well, we don't want to have a national ID. And so the governments are coming up with these alternatives and saying, oh, no, we're going to let everybody do this and this will be your identification, but it won't be a national identification. We won't keep any data. And no one believes that. But anyway, they're going to start this program by which, again, your smartphone will be your national ID card. Now, the table is being set for the end times events prophesied many centuries ago in the Bible. We see Israel as a nation again, not just as a nation, but as a nation in unbelief, exactly the way Ezekiel said. We see her surrounded by enemies and all the nations of the world falling away from supporting Israel. She's created perplexities of nations, just like the Bible says. No one knows what to do or what's going to happen over there. Europe has risen as a world power, and not just the European Union, but in combination with the African Union and the Mediterranean Union and all of these other pieces of the puzzle that look a great deal like the revived Roman Empire. And then you've got things like technology and the explosion of knowledge. We're definitely living in the last days spoken of by the Bible. Now, what are we waiting for? We're never waiting for anything. We're always looking for the coming of the Lord, because he said, and his followers said, that he could come at any minute to rapture and resurrect the church. But as we see these things unfold, obviously that coming is got to be sooner than it was before. And our part is to, as Peter said, he says, you can hasten the coming of the Lord. It's an interesting concept there in his second letter where he talks about the end times, and he says, you can speed up this imminent coming of the Lord. It's interesting. I like to think of it this way. Sooner or later, the last person who's going to be saved before the rapture is going to receive Jesus Christ, and then it's on. How would you like to be that guy? You know, that'd be fantastic. One minute you're praying the sinner's prayer, and with the amen, you're in heaven. But somebody's going to be that last person, and as we are out doing the kingdom work, going to church, serving in church, sharing the gospel, ministering, you know, to missionaries and all that, that last person is going to be found, and we will hasten the coming of the Lord. So that's why every week I just tell you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.